All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. Okay, so I have an unfortunate announcement. We're only doing 0.5 of this Evil Ernie arc because apparently there is a three-issue, battle between Evil Ernie and Purgatory called Vampire's Vengeance, and nobody has a scan of it. Like, it's nowhere on the internet. I've looked everywhere. I can't find it. I don't have it in my collection. Nobody bothered to freaking scan it. But there are issues in the wild. There are some at eBay and some at comic shops. So if you want to carefully, because these are older books, scan each and every page so that it's preserved for mankind, feel free to do that, because right now we do not have any scans of this book, and it could be, or this series rather, and it could be lost to time. Remember, it's a battle between Evil Ernie and Purgatory. I know nothing about it, and there really isn't any way I can read it other than buying the physical books themselves, which aren't that expensive, by the way, for any of you that want to, you know, put these up for preservation. Alright guys, but I do have 0.5, and I have recorded this before, the whole thing. I think I did it like a few years back, but I didn't like the quality of it, so I'm definitely doing it again. Evil Ernie, one half, one of those funky wizard half comics you've come to know and love. Evil Ernie, horrible Halloween, remember Wizard? 1997, first printing. Welcome to the psychotic states of America. October 31st, 1997. Liberty, lost. Freedom, dead. Die! The eastern portion of the greatest nation in the world, the greatest superpower, is vanquished. 97 million Americans are dead, killed in a firestorm of supernatural madness and ultraviolence. But they're back. They're walking, they're ghouls, and they serve the master of the psychotic states, the grand messiah of the undead, Evil Ernie. And he is pleased. Come out, wherever you are! As every hope, every sentiment, every wish, every promise is decimated, ground into dust, he smiles. The American dream has become the American nightmare, and the world... The world stands poised on the brink of annihilation. In Pleasantville, Wyoming, far from the madness in the east and protected by the mighty Mississippi wall that keeps the ghouls away, life goes on. Trick or treat! How many candies we got, Tom? A bazillion? We can open a candy store, Jimmy! It's safe here in this part of the country, like the horrifying reality beyond the wall is a million miles away. Hey, Tom, I heard the Smiths are moving to Los Angeles like the Jones did. One more name to cross off my paper route. Why, you suppose? To get further away from the ghouls, I guess. What do you think, Sherry? I don't know. Gotta head in. Curfew time. Good night, Garth. Good night, Garth. Ah, shut up, Jimmy. How was trick-or-treating? It was excellent. We're gonna get fat on candy. All the kids who came tonight were ghouls or vampires or werewolves. Gives me the creeps. Whatever happened to being a superhero? Evil Ernie killed all the heroes, Ma.
We're ready, sir.
3, 2, 1.
This is gonna be great, boss!
Action!
Don't worry, Tom. There are always heroes around. You just have to
squat, screech. Good evening, America. Welcome to Torture TV, the Undead Television Network.
Oh, no.
And now, may we introduce to you the Master of Annihilation and the People's Champion, Evil Ernie! Greetings. Tonight, we honor a special holiday, Halloween. We are here to present you with a very special gift. It's a gift you will keep for the rest of your lives. I love surprises.
Evil Ernie, whoa, I never believed he was real. He's ugly. He's not, he's a myth. This is just a prank. Come on, Dad, the dead walk the earth back east. We're in a state of martial law. Somebody's got to be in charge. I'm scared.
That's enough, turn it off now. I'm trying, but he's on every channel. Click, click, click. Sanctuary, Iowa, military headquarters of General Ramsey.
I want that signal jammed now!
Sir, it's on every channel. They're not using standard feeds. They gotta have a satellite. I don't think we can jam it, sir.
I don't want a story. I want results!
Down the street at Mitch and Sherry's house.
This is too creepy, Mitch.
Turn it off, Sherry.
Not to worry, kids. Not to worry. It's just a sick joke from those liberals back east.
But what about what they say, Dad? The dead want us dead.
Nonsense. Where do you get this stuff?
At school. People talk, you know? But it's okay. I feel better, Dad.
Good. I heard the government is cooking up something to take care of these damn freaks. We got smart people running the good old USA, kids. They'll figure it out. We're safe as houses here.
But Dad, aren't there a lot of the bombs left in the east? Real big bombs?
Stop being a troublemaker, Goofy. Dad knows what he's talking about.
That's true, Sherry, but you need special codes to make them work. Without the codes, those bombs are about as harmless as that television over there.
Yeah, I guess, but it's messed up over there. We haven't heard from Uncle Bob in Virginia. There's lots of people missing. Dead. Ghouls.
Isn't there some ghoul over there who knows the codes?
And now, a public service announcement. Tired of life? Feeling separate? Alone? Join the undead community. Undead agents will be poisoning the waters of your hometown soon. If you want help, call 1-800-KILL-ME. We'll get to you as quickly as we can.
I won't stand for this. We pay good money for our cable TV. It's a God-given right, for crying out loud.
What do you mean you have no control?
Dad, calm down. You're scaring the kids.
It's scary over here. Lots of dead and gooey psychos. Maggots crawling out of their eyes. Used to be your friends and family. No more. Lots and lots of killers. Maybe 100 million. I call them friends. They listen to me.
Down the road at Garth's house.
Garth, get away from the TV, boy.
But Dad, we gotta know.
Ain't much to know, boy. We just going to hell in a bucket is all.
They listen to what I want, and I want Megadeth!
Why Megadeth? Why kill yous?
For love. For the love of a lady. Lady Death. When Megadeth happens, she and me, we're gonna be together again. So you gotta go. Don't worry. It won't be just you guys. I'm gonna kill the whole world! Crack.
Harv, turn it off. That maniac will give them nightmares.
I don't like it any better than you, but we never lied to the kids before.
Oh, please, Harv, we lie about this every day.
Besides, the wall will hold. Has for years. They can't get past it. Never have, never will.
And now a word from our sponsor. Kitties, when you're undead, you feel no pain, no suffering. We're all equal. Isn't that what we're all looking for? If you haven't considered death, isn't it time you did?
I'm scared. This ain't funny. He wants us all dead, for real. What are we gonna do, Dad? What are we gonna do?
I don't. The government never said anything about...
I don't know, Mitch.
Hope you're enjoying our celebration so far.
Been putting up with this crap for years. Ain't gonna get any better. We're done for. My family ain't gonna get bit by one of those things. No way. Only one thing gonna solve this.
Feeling safe? Feeling cozy? Hiding beyond the wall? Silly. Know why? 'Cause we're coming. 100 million strong. We want to kill you. No matter where you run. No matter where you hide. We will find you. You think you're safe? You don't gotta worry. The wall is guarding you. Your big fat wall. You think that wall is gonna save you, huh? Ghouls can't get over the wall, right? Go on, boss. Burst their bubble.
The Mississippi Wall is America's safety net. Stretching north and south countrywide along the mighty river, it separates the undead states from the living and permits us a measure of relief from the untold horrors beyond.
Keep your eyes on the picture. See how easy it is? So much for your wall.
Ba-woom!
Right now, we're exploding sections of the wall in Arkansas, Louisiana, Missouri, Iowa, and Wisconsin. fun, huh?
My God! Whoa! Dad, they can get us whenever they want to. They're just playing with us.
Man's gotta do what a man's gotta do.
Your precious wall, gone. Your security, gone. Your safety, gone, gone, gone. My friends are not crossing through to your living states. But we could, any time. How will you know?
Daddy, we'll be okay, won't we?
Get your clothes packed. We're leaving tonight. Boy!
We can cross any time we want to. Think about that tonight, in the dark. You won't know we're coming till it's too late.
It's gonna be all right. Excuse me, we'll try that one again. It's okay. It's gonna be all right. You'll see. No, really, Mom? We promise.
My mom, shouldn't we tell someone we're leaving?
Hush, help Daddy into the car. Where are we gonna go? Where is it safe? I don't know.
Sorry about this, kids. Crack, crack.
The end is coming. Know why? Nukes, it's loaded with them over here.
Boom, boom.
The world's gonna be one big open grave.
Dad? Why did you shoot our TV?
Sometimes, Garth, there's just nothing good on the tube.
I don't want to go to sleep. Is it real or make-believe? Please tell me it's make-believe.
Knock, knock.
I'm sorry. It's real. It's real. No, it's them. Make them go away.
Shh. Trick or treat. Click.
Huh? What'd they do that for? Sucks, man. Where to now? Hey, look around. The lights are all off. Excuse me. The lights are off all over. There's nowhere to go. Nowhere.
Are you afraid? Good. It's my gift to you. Happy Halloween! See you soon.
All right. And here's some sketchbook stuff. And there was the Certificate of Authenticity. It was available only through a special offer in Wizard the Guide to Comics number 74. Each copy is a part of a limited edition, which was distributed in a special protective holder with a copy of this certificate. You mean we can get this thing scanned, but for some odd reason nobody bothered to scan the Evil Ernie and Purgatory books? The art actually looked pretty good for the most part. I couldn't see much of it. But damn, that's unfortunate. I would be going right into that, and it would have been a freaking breathtaking battle. Like, I was ready to do the voice of Evil Ernie some more, and, you know, that Purgatory voice, you know, I ain't done that in a while. I know that there was a commenter that said she was happy to see Purgatory back in some form, and yeah, fortunately, that's not going to happen. But I do have a lot of Purgatory books that we'll get to very shortly, hopefully. But what we will be doing next is Lady Death. So I want to thank everybody. And, of course, I want to thank my Patreon supporter, Faisal. Thanks for donating to the Hero Tier. I appreciate that. And I am out. See you next.